Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you enjoy the Red Men podcast, then we have got more Red Men podcasty goodness for your ears. And now, as an alternative to RedMenPlus.com, you can subscribe to Red Men Plus podcast directly through Spotify. Yep, you just go through Spotify, pay them directly instead of us. It means the same thing, except you get access to the podcast in Spotify directly. Get involved. Extra Red Men podcast each and every week.
Good afternoon, everyone. Quite straightforward today. We only have one embargo section. So we'll have the first, and then we'll have an embargo section for the dailies. They're all content embargo until 10:30 p.m. tonight. Just make that clear, that's 10:30 tonight. Vinny, do you want to kick us off?
Sure. Jürgen, after the United game, you said, I'm concerned about the situation, but that is how it is. How do you address those concerns with the group, and has there even been any need for any kind of clear the air talk between Virgil and Jake Milner as well?
Well, we spoke about pretty much everything, and of course, when I got asked about Millie and Birch, I was the one who didn't see the pictures yet, but obviously everybody else saw it, and I was a pretty emotional player in my times, and I had more often than not with my best friends these kind of conversations on the pitch. There's nothing to clarify, really. It's a situation when you are when you're discussing things on the pitch, and especially nowadays with all the cameras and stuff like this, then it looks a bit much more serious than it is. So that's not no problem at all. Apart from that, yeah, of course, we spoke about the game as well. And if there was one thing, I think, so we have 70% percentage. I think we respect the result. That's how it is. They scored two goals. They had good chances on top of that. But we had a lot of moments as well, and they blocked them with all they had. So I don't know how many blocked shots we had, which would have been on target probably. And we didn't have them, these situations, and that's what we have to involve immediately as well in our game. So that's it. But that's the United game. It's gone, done and dusted, if you want. And now we have a different game. It's a situation. It's not the situation we wanted to have, but actually I like it as well. It's a challenge. The thing, it's not the start you want. And so you have to fight back. And I'm really happy that we have the opportunity to play at home now twice, especially now on Saturday. And we understand the situation. I have a sense that our people understand the situation as well. And so I can't wait to create a special atmosphere at Anfield together, team and crowd, to make things happen.
Got any positive views on the injury front as well, and are you likely to get anyone back this weekend?
Well, this weekend probably not, but after that, Joel, Curtis, Thiago is not too far away, Diogo is getting closer, Queef will be in training, I think, early next week as well. So, yeah, positive news, but don't think anybody will be able ready for tomorrow.
And there was kind of a hint that if the deal were to present itself, you might be able to do something in the transfer window before the deadline. Is there any chance, do you see any chance of that deal presenting itself and making sense to move and adding to your squad before that deadline?
I don't know. You can imagine it. We are actually working constantly on these kind of things. But then we spoke about the reasons why sometimes it is not happening. Sometimes too expensive. Sometimes not the right player. And then but then situation changed, stuff like this. But it still stays. One thing is really, it stays important. Really important, needs to be the right player. And so we're working. But we will see if something will happen or not. I don't know.
When things aren't going as well as you'd want them to, and when it happened before, we know the reasons, whether that be all the injuries that you sort of have, and what can you put in place when something like that happens, so that when you're at the stage that you are now and it's not going so great, that you can halt that? Is there anything?
Yeah, that's my job, actually. I'm a supporter of this team as well, but it's not my main job. My job is to put things right. And
did you learn anything from when it happened before? I mean,
I could learn. I don't know, it's all good, but I could learn a lot in my life when things didn't go well. So, it's not my favorite situation, but I like it as well. It's a part of the job as well to. Now we have to be careful with the language, but to regroup. Not that we are not a group, but it's like to find a way, the perfect way together again, to fight the outside world, to fight all the circumstances, not to suffer. Look, the news are not great, so the games are the games, and I think in the past we played much worse games at United, and this day. But the real disappointing part about it, from our point of view in this game, is that. Nothing to do with injuries, nothing with anything else. I know how it sounds, but we should have won this game. We should, with all the things, doing here a little bit better and here a little bit better. And now we have to make, and now it's my job to figure out why we didn't do better in this moment. So what's wrong? So it's first and foremost, I think, in a situation like this, it's maybe there's a moment when you just realize something changed, it's difficult, injuries, hitting. But injuries were not at all the problem at United, because the team we could line up was absolutely more than good enough to play a top game. And again, with 70% percentage against a counter-attacking team, it's good, and it shows a problem as well in the same moment. So I'm completely ready for that now. That's maybe not the most important thing, but it's maybe a little bit helpful as well. I want to fight through this and players come back, stuff like this, and we will get better results building on that, stuff like this, and go from there. So all the things we achieved in the past are not important in the moment, really not. We don't feel it, we don't rely on it, nothing at all, but it's always new. The new season is different for different reasons, and in one out of four games we didn't perform at all, that was Fulham. And in other games, we did good stuff as well. Not good enough, and not often, or maybe not often enough in the games, but that's it. And now our next chance is Bournemouth. And that's the one I'm really looking forward to. And with all the respect I have for Scott and what Bournemouth is doing, I don't take anything for granted, not at all, but I want to be the one team really nobody wants to play against again immediately. And that's the plan for tomorrow.
So how do you assess Bournemouth then, different than the last time you played them, which was just before COVID? Started the season well, good result in the cup.
Yeah. So played a super season last year. I have to say, it's really what an achievement that is, to get immediately promoted again. Absolutely class, and Scott coming in new and doing the job he did. So really cool. Had some injuries as well, key players now at the start, but anyway, got results. Tough program for the beginning, I would say. The last two games especially. But so that's it. Good. I only read a little bit, so obviously they worked on system changes. Playing with five in the back, now might go back to four in the back. I don't know, but it's obviously nothing we can really influence. We just have to use it in the moment when the game starts. So that's it.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Yeah, and I just wanted to ask you about your thoughts on the events of this week. Obviously, the tragic death of Olivia is in your tribute being placed today by both Everton and Liverpool. And it's situations and tragedies like this when the two football clubs come together. But they also offer that source of comfort and support as well for those involved.
Yeah. So it's... Yeah, nothing what I can say now would really help. Of course, our thoughts and prayers are with the family, and it's something I cannot even imagine how it must feel. It's absolutely... horrible to think about it, and it's such a tragedy. Yes, from our point of view, whatever I say would not help really, but if we can help in any kind, we will. That's clear. That must be clear. This is our city. It's usually we like to say LFC City or the Evertonian thing, the Everton City. But in these moments, we have really to realize it's our city. And so whatever we can do together there, we have to do. And I don't like the moments when it happens, but I like the fact that we are then united and do really and support with all we have. And how's that? Whatever we do, it will not help for the moment. Will not. But it, anyway, you have to try to ease the situation slightly. If we can do something, we will do it.
And you mentioned the word regroup when you were talking to Simon there about the players. And we obviously spoke also about Manchester United and say about the performances individually and quickly. And they have the players been trying the right word, but have the players sort of wondered why the team is in a situation that it finds itself in. Bearing in mind it was such a strong run in at the back end of last season, and the start hasn't been what you would have wanted.
Yep, maybe. But it's... look, you play the season we play last year, and it ends like it ends. And for me, it ended on a high, even when we lost the Champions League final, I know. But in the future, when you look back, it's not the season where people will talk about, because we won only two trophies from possible four. But from our point of view, when we will look back, it will be a special season because of playing all the finals, possible finals, stuff like this. You don't do that often in your career, if ever. And it makes a special season, but it's long ago. So nobody's has anything in his back what keeps him back, if you want, or holds him back, and doesn't let him fly, these kind of things. And then it gets even a bit stranger if you want. We play this outstanding game against City really early. And then we have this low at Fulham a week later. And the rest is normal. You can lose, come on, we can lose at United. We don't want, but it's possible. You don't have to do like it's a catastrophe to go there and don't win with a crazy result. And of course, with the Crystal Palace game, how it went with 10 men down. So it's possible as well. So that's normal. But what we make of it, that's our decision. That's true. So do we feel in a moment that we did everything perfect and that's what but just happened? No. So we have to improve, definitely. So what can you improve immediately is effort, immediately. Not that we was not, I'm not sure. Let me say, was it 95% maybe? But in the world of football we are living in, you need 100, if not a little bit more, percent. And passion, put it in. All these kind of things. Don't wait for the perfect pass. Pass as often that one of them will be perfect on all these kind of things. So it's football and it's highest level football and the opponents try to cause us problems, obviously, in these kind of things. So it's all fine. It's all football things and we have the football solutions for it and you have to get through this. And that's how it always was. The things we achieved in the last few years were never easy. It's not ever, even people said, I win so many games. That was, none of them was easy. So nobody should expect it should be now easy. No, it will be difficult tomorrow. It will be really difficult. But anyway, let's go for it together. That's all I can say. It's not too much what we now have to take from the first three games and mention it constantly and stuff like this. And I know, and you're right, more right than me when you mentioned that we get all go always 1-0 down, stuff like this. Then we find somehow back in the game. But it was always different. But it's a fact as well. And now we have to make sure that we give Ali the chance again to have a clean sheet because he alone cannot do it. So we have to defend with literally all we have. And then when we attack, we have to attack with all we have. And one of the main rules we always had is everybody is responsible for everything. So there's nobody out of responsibility when we defend and nobody's out of responsibility when we attack. So, and getting there was always difficult. And now this year with the start, it looks like a bit more difficult, but not impossible. And that's the only thing I need. And from here we go.
It is only three games in. Do we have to sometimes remember that maybe a league season hasn't got going by now? We saw what happened to Man City with 3-1 down, Chelsea lost last weekend. So, is it still too early to worry about points?
You can worry if you want, but that doesn't make too much sense, obviously. But it's fine. It's not that we think, but only three games in. I hear that. So if you start worrying because other teams have already 10 points, and they cannot have 9 points, then that's obviously not helpful because for us, it's not, we cannot think. I think this team delivered in the last 4 or 5 years on incredibly high level. Like consistently high level. Little drop again, injuries 2 years ago. But apart from that, we're all so often on the winning side. But sometimes people, and I don't speak now about the closer group or the real support, but take things like for granted. So Liverpool is Liverpool against whoever. In the end, Liverpool will win. That's not the case. So we had to work incredibly hard for it. So, and that's what we will do. So it's about own expectations from the boys. So how should it look? Should it look easy immediately again, like in moments? But never, if you expect an easy game, it will never happen. If you never expect an easy game, you will have 3 or 4 in your entire career. So, and that's the situation. The boys are not guilty of that, that they expected to slide easily into the season. But it's, of course, too early to close the season, definitely, and say that's it for us and stuff like this. Nobody knows what we can achieve at the end of the season. But between now and then, there are a lot of points to get. And we should start collecting them.
And I know that you will not expect an easy game tomorrow by any means. When we talk about newly promoted sides, you've come up against Fulham already and now Bournemouth. And these are the kind of clubs that have a lot of Premier League experience and they do have a lot of know-how, even though they've had a season out.
Yeah, definitely. But if you qualify for the Premier League, you're a Premier League team. So that's how it is. The third newly promoted team is Nottingham Forest, and they have, I'm not sure how many players are still in the team from the team they promoted with. So there are different ways to do it as well, obviously, and no, Bournemouth. I think Bournemouth was my first opponent. It was not in the league, but it was in the, not the first opponent, it was Tottenham. And then pretty early we played Bournemouth in a League Cup game and met Eddie Howe the first time, stuff like this. Heard first time really about the club, to be 100% honest. Since then, I know the club pretty well. I like a lot what they are doing. I like the little stadium there, which is nice from an atmosphere point of view, not so nice from a money point of view for the club, I think. But it's a special place and it's a special club, and, yeah, I respect a lot what they are doing. So they got promoted and they are a proper Premier League team, of course.
Neil Jones?
Yeah, in past what, Nabi, obviously, you mentioned there the players were close to coming back. Have you got an update on his situation? And when you talk about the right player, does that change? Did the right player change when the injury was arrived?
No. Doesn't, yeah, must not be the same player, but he must still be the right player. So some players are just not available. That's how it is. But that doesn't mean has nothing to do with the play. If we can do something or if we will do something, then we are 100% convinced about it. And if you are not convinced, then we don't do it. So that's the situation. And Nabi, yeah, no, will not be ready for the weekend, of course not. So we will still need to have a look exactly how long it will take. It's a muscle, and, it's not 100% clear, so, but will not be in for the next week.
Hey guys, hope you enjoyed that show. If you want even more Liverpool podcasts in your lives, do check out Red Men Plus. From as little as £5 a month, you can get tons and tons and tons of Liverpool content in podcast form. So yeah.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Go over to redmenplus.com. Check out our amazing content. I'm sure you are going to love it.